Hi, I'm at the Vikings Libre Hosting Provider booth, and I'm talking to?
I'm Thomas.
Hi, Thomas. What is Viking Libre Hosting?
So, Vikings is a new project which does basically Libre-friendly and sustainable hosting. That's the main focus, is Libre-friendly and sustainable.
So I see behind you 100% Libre-friendly, 100% Libre software and boot firmware, and 100% green, zero CO2 emissions. How do you do that?
So we basically have the, most modern platforms are usually encumbered by proprietary hardware, firmware and software. Like the platform we use is the Vikings D16, which is based on an ASUS mainboard.
So this is I'm looking now here at a pizza type server.
Exactly. And this has been reverse engineered by the Cobalt people, and which allows to run this mainboard completely with Libre software. So the BIOS is completely Libre, and if you also run a Libre operating system on it, you have a full stack Libre system, which allows us to provide for Libre hosting. So basically we will provide email, storage servers, VPSs, also dedicated servers based on this machine, and sustainable we do we basically go into data centers that already exist, which get the energy which is certificated by, for example, Greenpeace, so an independent organization which says, okay, they use energy from this or that factory, power plant, yes. And so it can be made sure that it's completely green and there's no CO2 emissions at all.
That is an astounding feat, but where's the catch?
Well, there is none.
It's going to be more expensive though than your average everyday run-of-the-mill hosting.
Actually not, because the platform we use is quite recent. It's been still sold and has been sold since 2012. It's still very powerful. We have two CPUs with 32 cores, up to 256 gigabytes of RAM. So it is a platform you can use for the next at least 3 to 5 years. And after that time, we will probably gear towards the power platform, which will provide for even more power. That is really, well, how can I say that? It's at that time, it will be more efficient, like monetary-wise, to use this platform. This will be, at some point, you will always use something more powerful to provide better prices.
Do you go into one data center, or do you have multiple servers and multiple data centers?
Yeah. Originally, we have planned to build our own data center, so we can provide full physical security. We have done a crowdfunding last year, which ended last month, and it wasn't very successful. So now we are doing basically plan B. So we are going into existing data centers and enable them, so to say, with our Libre services and our Libre hosting platform. So by doing that, we save a lot of money, of course, with a catch that we can't really provide for complete physical security, because it's not our data center. We will have some hardware that will provide for that, namely Flexware, which will be developed this year and will be sold this year for this mainboard. So with this Flexware, you can provide any system based on the D16 server anywhere, even in the US. So if somebody changes the hardware, like for example the NSA takes the server out of the rack and they tamper with it, you will find out about it and you will be notified, and you can say, oh no, somebody has tampered with it. I will, for example, if they flash another firmware, you can say, oh no, I will just reflash my firmware, or you will say, no, I can't use the system anymore. Yeah,
no more trust in that server. Okay, that's an interesting approach. Do you think that the Has there been a lot of interest in?
Yeah, actually, we have a lot of interest, despite the failing of the crowdfunding. We have a lot of interest, especially from the US, for people who are really worried about the current situation. Oh, I wonder why. And I think that that we will succeed with this.
It seems logical that if you have a, you know, someone like Greenpeace, they should be running their servers on, you know, energy neutral servers. They should be running a website on, you know, it seems like a logical thing to do if you're into, there's a whole industry sector there that should be running their servers on something like this. So it's a good opportunity. Where did the name come from, and where are you based?
Well, we are based in Germany currently, and the data center, we can actually go in any data center we want to. Right now we are in a data center in Frankfurt and in a data center in Nuremberg. So customers, potential customers can set up a strategy to have redundancy, for example. And the name Vikings, it's just a cool name.
Nothing to do with your beards or anything?
It has nothing to do with my beard. And basically the Vikings where people, well, what we know, they fought for their rights. They were not only people who went to England and killed everyone for the gold and silver. They were people who, normal people like you and me, who were worried about their future, and they fought for their own future. And we are doing the same. We're not killing anyone. That's the difference. But we're also very worried, and that's why we are offering this project to the people.
Okay, so how do I sign up? What are the prices? What sorts of solutions are you offering? And where do I go to?
Vikings is a very new project, so we are still in the startup phase, and there will be a pre-ordering going until the 1st of May, when we will go live with our platform.
And it's Vikings dot?
It's Vikings.net.
Vikings.net, fantastic. Thank you very much for taking the time, and good luck here. I hope you'll have lots of people signing up.
Thank you too, Ken.